Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Frank Fredrickson. He's the General Manager of Minnesota Power Hydro and Biomass Renewable Operations. Welcome to the program, Frank. Good to have you on board.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Now, Frank, last week we talked a bit about biomass and the fact that you folks use forest residue from the forest products industry, which is prevalent in northern Minnesota, and turn that into steam, which powers the turbines and makes electricity and that sort of thing. And it's a renewable energy, as you were pointing out. And another area that your company is strong in is hydroelectric. Is that still true today?
Yes, it is. Minnesota Power started as a hydroelectric utility. So up until about 1930, we were 100% renewable, 100% hydro. So I like to tell people we were renewable before it was cool. And since then, we still maintain 5% of our energy from hydro, and we're the largest operator of hydroelectric resources in the state of Minnesota.
So where are some of these hydro plants located?
Where there's rivers and where there's changes in elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And our largest facility is located inside Jay Cook State Park. And that state park was created from land donated from Minnesota Power's predecessor in the creation of that hydro resource. So we call that our Thompson Hydro facility. It's capable of over 72 megawatts of generation and accounts for over two-thirds of our hydro capability. But we have 11 facilities across the state spread out on different watersheds. We have one on a northern watershed just east of Ely, our Winton facility. And we have several facilities on the Mississippi watershed around the Grand Rapids area, and then again down around Little Falls and Brainerd area. And we have facilities on the St. Louis River watershed that all flow through that facility in Thompson and also in Fond du Lac communities. We have facilities on the Gull River. We call them our Pillager and our Sylvan facilities. Sylvan and Pillager are located west of Brainerd Baxter. One of the other things I wanted to cover on bioenergy is that in terms of the jobs impact, our facilities, our biomass facilities, directly employ approximately 80 people. And when you factor in our contracted loggers and services, that number easily doubles. And one of the things I like to share with people about biomass for renewable energy is that it has the highest impact for local jobs and local economies, particularly when you factor that nearly all of the fuel procured for the facility is done within a 100-mile radius. So it really has a great benefit to our rural economy. In October, the Biomass Power Association is hosting its fourth annual Bioenergy Day on October 19th. 2016, and that's something that we like to encourage people to go to www.bioenergyday.com to learn more about bioenergy and its impact on our communities.
Thanks, Frank. It's been educational, and we sure appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.